Joining me live over the phone this morning is Lincoln County's own Tyler Schwab. He's the founder and organizer of Libertas International, formerly known as Gifts of Grace. You might recognize that name, and a year or two ago changing to Libertas International. Tyler, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Duke, and it's great to be with you again.
Hey, appreciate your time. It's always good to catch up and learn what's going on with Libertas and some of the great things you're doing. Tyler, take us to the beginning of this for those that are maybe hearing about this for the very, very first time. What is Libertas International, and what are your goals here?
Well, Libertas International, like our mission statement is the prevention, intervention, rehabilitation of survivors of human trafficking across Latin America. When I was a missionary, 13 years ago, I was just exposed to just the reality of just the power dynamic between rich men from Europe and the United States that traveled to these developing countries and abuse, unfortunately, the vulnerable women and children that live in these countries. And that was just a power dynamic that I couldn't sit with. It wasn't something that I could just sit by and watch happen. And so we started this foundation with the effort of supporting the survivors that have passed through that kind of trauma. And then throughout time, just continue to evolve and expand and get involved on the justice side, on the prevention side, on the intervention side. And always our full focus is always on the aftercare of what happens to these survivors after they go through this terrible experience.
You know, Tyler, a lot of people are familiar with the group Underground Railroad, right? And that's gotten a lot of exposure for the work that's been done there. What's kind of the difference between you guys with Libertas International and Underground Railroad? You're kind of more of the rehabilitation focus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And then a lot of our staff is local staff. And so we employ a lot of the of Colombian staff, Dominican staff, Guatemalan staff. We believe that like it's people that live in these countries that are really going to forge the change and protect their own people. And so and that's something that we really invest heavily on is let's make sure we can hire the best people that live in these countries so that from the inside they can create their change from the inside out.
Tyler Schwab with Libertas International on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Tyler, you're heavily involved in this in every aspect of it. In fact, I understand today, in fact, you're actually going to be in a courtroom testifying against some men that have been involved in this. Tell us what you are able to about this case and give us a real life example of what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm actually packing up my suitcase now. I'm going to head to court. I'm headed down to Austin, Texas this week. And the case, it's a case that's very special to me, very close to my heart. The survivors in this case are very brave women and girls. So about a year and a half ago, there was a young woman who was around 14 years old who was raped by an American school teacher. He taught an all-girls school in Austin, Texas, and his name is Michael Roberts. And after she was raped by this man, he fled the country, and she was getting processed by government workers, and she was going to get sent to a government shelter in Medellin, Colombia, is where the abuse happened. And so she was telling a police officer now who actually works for the foundation. He's since retired, and he's joined up with us. She was like, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm leaving. I'm going to this home, but, you know, afterwards I still need to go to school. I need to get help. What am I supposed to do with what's happened to me? And so me and him were friends back then. He was like, but we didn't really know each other that well yet. And so he was like, look, there's this group, supposedly they help girls who have been abused by American men. Here's his number. Keep this number and give them a call, like, once you leave this government shelter after 6 weeks. And so, you know, this brave little girl, she kept this piece of paper, because when you go into a government shelter, they remove, you know, all their belongings. They keep them in a locker, and who knows if they're going to get them back. And so she kept this little piece of paper with my, you know, Wyoming area code on it, between her toes, under her armpit, between her fingers, just hid it for 6 weeks until she was able to leave this government home, or she gave us a call, and she kind of told us what was happening and what had happened to her. And so, you know, our job at that point was just to make sure she got immediate help. We got her some therapy, got some medical stuff taken care of, got her access to just all the services that Libertas can offer. And also we made the connection with her in the law. We have some really good connections with local law enforcement down in Colombia, with the U.S. and Colombian law enforcement. We were able to track this guy because she kept all the communication. She knew his name. we were able to track this guy to Austin, Texas, where he was teaching at an all-girls school for 14 and 15-year-old girls. And so the local governments from the United States, Homeland Security, Department of Justice flew down to Medellin. We helped coordinate the interview between them and this brave little girl, accompanied by our social workers and our psychologist. And she gave a great interview. She told her truth. She told what had happened to her. Through her interview, they were able to identify two more girls, one of which had special needs. They were also able to be identified that were abused by this American guy. And in September of last year, Michael Roberts was arrested. You can Google his name. It's all public record. If you Google his name, Michael Roberts, Round Rock, Texas, it shows up on Yahoo News. It shows up on the Department of Justice website. It shows up on BBC, all these big websites. And so he pled guilty. There was no denying the evidence against him. And so this week I'm traveling down to Austin, Texas to watch a sentencing. You know, we're hoping for at least a sentence of 25 plus years. We've worked with restitution to get to essentially take his assets, give it back to the survivors over the time that he's in jail. And then our sweet survivor who started all this, this sweet 14-year-old survivor, she wrote a letter that she would like read in court to this man. And so I will be reading her letter at his sentencing.
Wow. Tyler, that's just one example of, I mean, hundreds and thousands of people that need help and support through what you do and through Libertas. And so for our listeners here in Western Wyoming, how do people get involved? How do they help you in instances like this where you're trying to help these women and children?
Yeah, well, you know, donations are always our biggest need. If you know any kind of foundations or if you know any kind of people that give to charities, like obviously like we thrive on donations and our monthly support, which a lot of it comes from Star Valley, those people that donate $5 a month, $25 a month, $150 a month, like that's what keeps us going. But even now, like we have kind of like this this Mother's Day special going on right now. So if people from the Valley or from Wyoming that wanted to support something specific, you know, we get a lot of cases that are referred to us of survivors that have been essentially tricked into going to a different country. They'll take a waitressing job. A girl from Venezuela, for example, will take a waitressing job in Lima, Peru. She'll go down there and then she'll begin to be exploited. And it was all a big lie. And so once they're identified and recovered by local law enforcement, they ask for our help to help repatriate those survivors back to their home country. And so many of these survivors are mothers that have little kids they've left behind. They've left these little kids to try to help support in some way and just fell into a difficult situation. So if people are looking to support something specific, we're doing kind of this special now for Mother's Day. Our goal is to reunite 10 mothers with their children before Mother's Day, and each flight home costs around $350 to $500 down in South America. And so if they wanted to support something specific on reuniting a mother with her children, they go to Libertas International, libertasfreedom.org, or Venmo us at Libertas Freedom, and donate that amount of money, anywhere between $350 to $500, and that helps reunite a mother with your children before Mother's Day.
Wow, absolutely a great cause, and good timing with that. And so, Tyler, give us one more time the best place, and maybe spell that out for us, Libertas International, and how to get to that website.
Yeah, so libertasinternational.org. It's Libertas Freedom, FREDOM.org, libertasfreedom.org. And then our Venmo is just at the same thing, Libertas Freedom. That'll take you right there. And that's the best way to get a hold of our to make a donation. If you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, that's the way to get access to like our breaking news, any kind of survivors we're supporting, cases that we're working. And that is the best way to stay involved in everything that is Libertas International.
Tyler Schwab, Libertas International, live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Tyler, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing and all of the work that's being done. Anything we've missed that you wanted to bring up this morning?
No, just again, I never want to pass up an opportunity to say thanks to the Star Valley community for all the support that they give. And it's cool to see those numbers goes out, you know, just every single quarter. We give a quarterly report on just cases that we've impacted. And I think of a situation of, I'll give an example. of my cousin, you know, my cousin, Dane and Marie Schwab, like they donated $150, a month to, Libertas International, which very generous for their part. And that money is able to go right away and support survivors, in their immediate needs. And so we had this case about a year ago, with this survivor who was rescued from a case of CSAM, formerly known as child pornography. And the guy that was exploiting her, was a guy named, his legal Christian name was Frankenstein, just born to be a monster. And so when that intervention happened, you know, the first thing we need to do for the family is just get, because it's a family of nine kids who are immigrants, and this guy was exploiting the oldest daughter, who was around 11 at that time. And it was cool because those donations came in, you know, that morning, and that night it went right away to go and support this family, to get them food, water, shelter. And it's so many of those stories happen through the Starlight community. And so I never want to, you know, come on here and not just give thanks to the community for all their generosity to us. And then also not pass up the opportunity to ask for more generosity, because the bigger Libertas gets, the more needs that there are. And we never want to say no to someone that needs help.
Tyler Schwab, Libertas International, live on the Weekday Wake Up. Tyler, thank you again. We appreciate your time.